Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the balance of this hour, we'll continue to feature songs that reached number one, and the artist that was part of a group also had a solo career with a number one hit. This half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, David Ruffin, The Jackson 5, Jermaine Jackson, and Eddie Kendricks. First up this half hour, a great song from The Temptations from 1966, Ain't Too Proud to Bang, right here on Motown Memories.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. If I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side. Cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't too proud to pay, sweet darling. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to pay, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl.
But those words you got around me, Mental Memories with Tom Fallon.
from Old Town Memory from Jermaine Jackson, Let's Get Serious. And that reached number one on the rhythm and blues charts in the United States from 1980. Before that, the Jackson 5 with Forever Came Today, number one on the dance and disco charts from 1975. Before that, David Ruffin with Walk Away From Love, number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1976. And we started with The Temptations featuring David Ruffin, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1966. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all number one songs from different various musical charts. And we're featuring the group that had the number one hit and a solo artist that was part of the group. Coming up, The Temptations featuring Eddie Kendricks and Ball of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today. Well, Ball of Confusion was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong. And like Psychedelic Shack that preceded it, Ball of Confusion drives head-on into psychedelia, this time with a strong political message. Despite its strong political themes, the song conscientiously avoids implying a definitive point of view or a defiant stance. This is because the Temptations song War, which Norman Whitfield intended as a spring 1970 single release, was not released due to Motown's concerns that the song's forward message could alienate more conservative listeners of the Temptations. Of course, Edward Starr had a smash hit with the song War, and it was his signature tune. Here are the Temptations with Ball of Confusion. That's What the World Is Today, right here on Motown Memory.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
For me, and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation.
Give me-
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Shoeshine boy, how you do your work so well? Shoeshine boy, trying to make a living, you'll go somewhere. Shoeshine boy, where you gonna be?
With Shoeshine Boy, number one of the blues charts of 1975, and we started with him with The Temptations with Ball of Confusion. That's what the world is today. Number one of the blues charts of 1970. This hour, we featured all number one songs from various musical charts, with both the group and the solo artist having a number one hit. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.